You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. Mayor Bloomberg's appointment of Kathy Black to be the next school's chancellor caught the entire city by surprise this week. Black is a successful publishing executive, but she has no experience in education or in the public sector. Opposition to her appointment has been growing among city council members and state lawmakers. WNYC's Beth Fertig has been covering the story and joins me now. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
So how much do we know about how Black was appointed? Was there any kind of screening process?
Apparently not. When the mayor made the announcement on Tuesday, people who worked with the current school's chancellor, Joel Klein, said they were only given about a half hour's notice that he was even resigning that day. Klein told reporters he had informed the mayor about his decision to leave about 3 months ago. He'd been in the job for 8 years, and he felt it was time to move on. Then the mayor said he and Klein spent a lot of time finding the right person to replace him, but it's not clear how much input Klein had because he also told reporters he only found out about Black's selection on Monday, and people inside the education department have said they weren't involved in the search.
Have we learned anything else about Black herself this week?
Very little. The Bloomberg administration has declined to let her talk to reporters. She did talk to the columnist Cindy Adams of the New York Post, though. She didn't say very much, just that she had an hour and a half long meeting with the mayor where he offered her the job on the spot. And then we also learned a little bit about her politics this week. It's been reported that she and her husband are both Republicans and that they've given financial contributions to Republican candidates. She gave money to a few who are very partisan, such as Dan Burton of Indiana. He's the one who led the inquiry into the suicide of Clinton White House aide Vincent Foster. But Black also gave money to Hillary Clinton's Senate campaign.
Now, there have been some other resignations at the Department of Education. Are these a normal part of a change of leadership, or do you see any of them as especially significant?
One was significant. The Deputy Chancellor for Finance and Budget submitted her resignation effective immediately on Wednesday, the day after Black was appointed by the mayor. A spokeswoman only said that this deputy felt that it was time to move on. Another person announced her resignation the day before Black was appointed. This is a longtime school official who was in charge of high school enrollments. The mayor said the two aren't linked. I know there are some nervous people inside the Department of Education. There are seven other deputy chancellors. We presume they'll stick around, but nobody really knows.
The opposition to this appointment started with a few politicians, and it seems to be growing, but how widespread is it?
It's not universal, but we are hearing more criticism every day, and it's getting increasingly harsh. Here's Assemblyman Hakeem Jeffries of Brooklyn.
The Department of Education should not be treated as a playground for the rich and famous who are tired of their corporate careers. Kathy Black has not demonstrated any indication throughout her entire adult life of an interest in public education.
Brian, a reporter from Gotham Schools and I spent all of Friday calling various lawmakers from New York City, and we were calling Democrats because they were the first ones to speak out, and we wanted to see how widespread this political opposition could be. We did hear a lot of concern, even from someone who supported continuing mayoral control of the schools last year, Assemblyman Michael Benedetto of the Bronx. He said he trusts the mayor, but he was disappointed by this choice because Black doesn't have experience in education. And that's what we heard repeatedly from 8 or 10 other politicians.
Is there any way that they could prevent Black from taking office?
Not really, because it's up to the education commissioner. Now, she needs a school superintendent's license or a certain amount of education experience or a waiver stating that she has exceptional qualifications. And Joel Klein got the waiver, so did his predecessor, Chancellor Harold Levy, and that's what Mayor Bloomberg is going to be asking for. But some lawmakers are sending letters to the Education Commissioner, David Steiner, urging him to deny a waiver to Black. Assemblywoman Deborah Glick of Manhattan said she did that. It's nothing personal. She says education's just different from a magazine company. She wanted an instructional leader. Assemblyman Jeffries, who we heard from, wanted Commissioner Steiner to meet with lawmakers and hear their concerns before deciding on a waiver. A few others have said this, especially members of the Black and Latino caucus. I suppose these lawmakers could try to influence the commissioner or maybe the screening panel that he'll appoint to consider the waiver, but it's not very likely given the precedent. I should also mention there's an online petition urging Steiner to reject her that's gotten over 4,600 people to sign since Wednesday, and they seem to be parents and teachers.
How is the mayor responding to all this criticism?
He was asked about this on his weekly radio show on WOR, and here's what he said.
It just goes to show they have no understanding whatsoever what the job is. This is an organization, an agency of the city, that deals with 1.1 million customers, has 135,000 employees, has a budget of $23 billion a year.
And that's why he repeatedly says it needs a good manager. Also, the group Democrats for Education Reform backed him up. They sent a letter to Commissioner Steiner urging him to grant Black the waiver. They conceded that she's unconventional, but they also said that the last thing the school system needs is someone from what they called a culture that's long tolerated mediocrity. And they said Bloomberg got it right when he picked Klein, who was an antitrust lawyer from the Justice Department, and they trust him again on Black.
Thanks so much, Beth.
You're welcome.
WNYC's Beth Fertig. For more about the mayor's appointment of Kathy Black, go to our website, wnyc.org.